the possible consequences for pulling money out of your super at this stage if you're not heading toward retirement just yet?
So, like with all of these decisions, there's a potential positive and a potential negative. The ability to withdraw money from our supers right now is a way for us to access a cash account or liquidity that was previously not available, right? This was money that we put aside that was essentially set for long-term investment. That you put in there and you kind of forget about it. Now it's access to an account that we can essentially grab from that doesn't cost us anything in terms of interest or borrowing costs or any kind of potential future payback, right? And those things are good things in a sense that you've helped improve the liquidity in the marketplace. Now, the bad side, right? When we start withdrawing from our super accounts, which are designed for retirement, which are designed for long-term saving, it hurts us in two potential ways. The first, of course, is that we're typically withdrawing this capital when the market has suffered some sort of severe shock, right? Now, if we're withdrawing it now versus, let's say, 3 weeks ago, it's not so bad. But 3 weeks ago, when the market was down close to 30%, and depending on how you've invested your assets, right, you've really started to pull capital back at probably the worst time. And this is typically what happens when we have heightened levels of fear, is that people need to access short-term cash right at the worst points in time. And the amount that they will lose in their long-term investment because they've pulled it from their accounts is tremendous.
Wow.
And the second thing is, because we're pulling capital from these long-term investments, this is actually capital that's being used as investments in all industries, whether it's manufacturing, energy, financials, and that's capital that's being pulled away from potential investments at the corporate level side, right? Because all of a sudden these companies that were going to make investments can't make the investments anymore because capital has been pulled back from them, right? So
yeah,
they thought they had this base and now it's gone. So it's actually a double impact on the investment world.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's leading in to what I wanted to ask you. I mean, what kind of consequences is this going to have for the super fund industry? I mean, the super industry is huge, right? So giving everyone an opportunity to take this amount of money out of their super, is it dangerous?
Yes. This is actually quite dangerous because it can lead to capital shortfalls and investment pullbacks in certain funds that may cause funds to actually shut down. They may cause quick capital withdrawals and increased margin requirements based on the kinds of investments that people have made. So you can think about money is being invested into very large capital projects, and all of a sudden this capital base that was used as potentially collateral or as an equity base investing in a large project, let's say like building a new airport or improving the frontside docks, all of a sudden that capital is not there. How are they supposed to pay for the projects? And the projects can completely fall apart. So you have an idea that all of a sudden we have a certain amount of capital that we can use to invest in and grow construction projects or the investment industry in general, and all of a sudden it disappears. That can be very disastrous. It can have a contagion kind of effect on assets in general.
Well, I mean, obviously there's, you know, you did say that there were the positives right at the beginning, but there does seem like a lot of negatives kind of piling up here, right? Why was this choice made? If there were all of these, you know, I mean, when you look at the flow-on effect that people taking money out of their super can have.
Well, so you think about it from a government perspective, right? What other choices do we have? Do we go ahead and do a quantitative easing type of program, which is essentially a very fancy word for printing money, right? By increasing stimulus to people, subsidizing small businesses and individuals for capital shortfalls they're feeling? Or do we allow them to access capital that typically wasn't there to be, that they couldn't access before, but they could now because it's their own capital? Right. So there's the trade-off. You think about it from a government-oriented perspective. Well, here's Alex's super fund. She has this money. It's her money. It's a question of when she's going to access it. Typically, she'll access it when she gets close to retirement. But this is a very dire situation. Let's allow her to access this right now.
Mm.
Right. So we're giving her the opportunity to be able to access capital that she couldn't have before. The problem, of course, is that capital is designed to be put in place to protect you, to grow for you in the long term, such that when it comes close to retirement, and I know, Alex, you'll be on the radio for many, many years, and retirement is many years away.
Let's hope
right?
so.
Yeah. That you wouldn't have to access this for a very, very long time, and it'll grow, and then it'll be there for you when you need to retire. Now, we've essentially borrowed against those values, and now we have to worry about the retirement problem all over again.
Yeah, something that will definitely be coming up very soon, I can imagine. James, as always, thank you very much for joining me on the show this morning.
Happy to join you always, Alex.